the second season of No More Silence, a podcast dedicated to bringing an end to youth violence in Toledo. This is a youth-led podcast bringing high school and university students together with community leaders and experts to learn about the complex causes of youth violence. Experts will discuss initiatives in the city, trauma-informed communities, opportunity networks, the courage required of nonviolence, and much more. The podcast will bring to light youth experiences that stay hidden to the general community. Adults and youth will also share poetry created as a part of Fearless Writers, celebrating the 10th year of youth-led activism and knowledge creation.
Hi, my name is Adon Reed.
At the beginning of season two, we met Ms. Amanda and Ms. Shima, who were the public health interns from the University of Toledo. They completed a community needs assessment asking leaders in the city who serve youth to ask questions about gun violence prevention. The students who participate in the Fearless Writers after school also reviewed this data and picked several themes from the interviews. The student group decided to focus on their episode on social media. As we learned in season one, episode 11, social media plays a part in encouraging youth violence, but also has potential to prevent youth violence. For this episode, youth writers from Fearless Writers imagine what it would be like for high school students from all over the world to take over social media for a day and banish harshness, judgment, and negativity.
I'm Aaliyah and I'm a freshman. The quote is, if I cannot do great things, I can do small things in a great way. Martin Luther King Jr. The meaning of it is, if you cannot achieve world-changing feats, you can still create an impact through small actions.
My name is Jay Bianc. I am in 10th grade. I wrote a quote. The quote is, if you can't fly, then run, by Martin Luther King Jr. This quote says that there could be more than one option to life. So if you can't do one more efficient thing, do another that might be slower but will still get the right results.
My name is Prince Malachi Whaley, 10th grade.
Imagine how big you would dream if you knew you couldn't fail. By Jinxie.
This is JVON again. Next, we take time to use our imaginations and create gun violence monsters and consider ways we can defeat them. This monster I created is named Temptation. He is a dark entity who preys on mentally unstable for a bigger advantage. They are the embodiment of pressure and bad influence. No one else can see them but the victim. You will smell a grotesque oil smell when he's preying on you. He whispers negative words in your mind with no mercy. The only way to stop him is getting proper therapy.
So this is the story of my monster. His name is Violence. Yeah, his name is Violence, and he grows when you do bad things. The story goes off with a girl saying, I never knew you were watching me closely. Violence goes, I was seeing you. You shot Mercy. Mercy was another character that apparently the character left. But still, I was angry. I didn't know she died. Please have mercy. And yeah, I like saying mercy a lot. So have mercy. Mercy is gone. Violence has started. Feed me more violence. And basically that picks up on the character showing off who he is, which is a elongated creature with, I don't know, like no eyes. He has no eyes. The color scheme, I thought he was going to be like a tan monster just looking down at you. Apparently, he watches every move.
Hello, my name is Adon Reed. And today, as a student group, we will be discussing positive things, things we liked on social media, and silly videos we liked. Things that made us smile and distract us for a moment from the heavy things going on in our life. We had so much fun looking up and sharing videos we liked so much that we couldn't focus on writing.
Here's Prince's take on why humor is so important to resilience.
Prince Malachi Whaley. I watched those funny videos because it puts me in a better mood and just makes me feel better inside. And it just, you know, it's better when, it's better to watch those videos when you're feeling low, down, or depressed. It just, there's different videos to like watch and like different humors, different types of funny videos you could watch. But it's to help you like cheer up inside. That way, you know, you're never left alone or sad.
So like, I know his humor. Actually, no, I know your humor.
Lilo.
My humor is so simple. All you gotta do is
you laugh at somebody that falls.
Yes.
Yeah, yours is just simple, bro.
So
you say some deranged stuff and I'm laughing.
Chick.
Okay, now I'll see that.
Are you smiling, bro?
I was smiling the whole time.
Who says chicken out of nowhere? Like,
right. See,
if you still got
like no,
if you, see? If you find, if you say chicken nuggets and think that's funny,
you gotta go, bro.
This is the first time. First of all, you gotta like, stop playing. Because I don't even be in this like, library.
Two or three videos.
School appropriate, bro.
No. How much did you pay for your car? It's totally.
That's my favorite part.
The moon, Brainiac. Will MO survive the particle accelerator?
Why is he eating a cactus?
Ooh!
Bro, you know that's not a real cactus.
No.
And then, like...
First, it's not, I just don't get it.
My name is D'Angela. I am a ninth grader. And the final pieces are inspired by the poem Amanda Gomez, O-B-O.
Hi, it's Adon. My piece is from An Ode We Owe by Amanda Gorman. It's a continued writing of which I thought was good. She said, because our highest change hinges on our darkest challenges, thus may our own crisis be our own cry, our crossroad. The oldest ode we owe to each other. This reminds me of how someone is told about life without hard work and the toxic world we live in, showing that no one is perfect.
My name is Jerian, and this is what I have to say about the poem. This writing tells how society tries to tell you how to be a good person despite there being bigger threats to worry about. Some parts even say that we could see a better future if we made better choices.
My name is Prince Malachi Whaley. It focuses on climate justice, global equality, and human responsibility.
Hi, my name is Adon, student here at Rogers. This is some of my favorite things that help me focus on being positive. Number one, breathing, because deep breathers help me calm down being anxious and angry. Number two, my goals, because I want to achieve goals one day, which I still can, but achieving those goals won't help the fact that I'm feeling negative all of a sudden. I have to feel positive. Number three, I would say meditation or sleep. I think those two, because first off, who doesn't love going to sleep after a long day of school? We all love sleep. Number four, my art, that's what helps me be positive, because usually I just draw down what's making me angry and then I just get that out of my way. And music, because I like music.
Prince Malachi Whaley, my favorite things. Number one, family.
2 my friends, 3 video games, 4 cartoons, and 5 anime.
Hi Bryson, as you know, we are super excited to have a high school student takeover day of social media where we have rid the platforms of harshness, negativity, and judgment. It is with the vision that we ask you the following questions. Please tell us a little about yourself and how you show up on social media as a content creator.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me. My name is Bryson Davis. I'm a content creator. I work in the community. My field that I specialize in is CVI, community violence intervention. And that kind of shows itself in the content that I create. I have a podcast. It's called the Muddy Mindset Podcast, where I discuss systemic issues. And, you know, it's kind of a podcast for people that understand what it means to be from the mud. And, you know, I've found recent success in reel creation and, you know, Instagram and Facebook, posting different reels of me reciting speeches of my favorite political figures or activists. And, you know, that's just kind of the space and the way I show up on social media.
How much time and effort does it take?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be really consistent with social media in order to you know, build your audience and make a lasting impact. But, you know, there are people that just do it for the love of the game. And, you know, when they get inspired, that's when they choose to create and that's when they choose to share with the world. You know, getting over that curb of being comfortable is a whole nother story. But, you know, once you get past that, you know, it's just really about how much you want to put out there and how much you want to push your image or your message or your initiative.
How did you start and why?
How did I start? Man, it's hard for me to answer that question because unlike, you know, the older generation, you know, I'm only 21 years old and there hasn't been a time that I've been alive that social media hasn't been present. And, you know, as soon as I started engaging on social media, it was earlier than I was supposed to. I was just putting a older age. So, you know, I've been creating content, you know, sharing my opinion on social media for as long as I can remember. So I think that once I started to, you know, get older and find my passion and, you know, get involved with different initiatives and different, you know, things that's going on in the community, that kind of shaped what I put on social media, really just focusing on my digital footprint, not trying to post anything that I'm going to regret later. And, you know, that's just kind of where I'm at with it.
How did you build a fan base?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's multiple different ways to approach it. I was explaining to somebody, you know, if you're really thirsty, you can buy the fan base. There's a way to buy your audience. But what I think is really important when you're thinking about a fan base is not just having the numbers, not just having a large audience, but an active audience, an audience that will go into your comment section and give you feedback or talk about what they like or didn't like about the video so that you can, you know, tailor your content to the audience that you're watching. Because you can buy a lot of bots to follow you and it might make your ego feel good. But at the end of the day, if you really want to make an impact on social media, you got to engage with real people.
What are things that typically come in the way for new content creators that wouldn't predict?
That I wouldn't predict. I'll say when I started my podcast, something that I didn't really anticipate was not really knowing how to use the equipment. You know, I had one episode was a really, really, really good episode. I filmed that at a barber shop. I got, you know, the perspective of the barbers that filmed Sons of Toledo. And, you know, I was just kind of talking to them from the muddy perspective, as I say. And it was gold. We had a really good conversation. It was about 2 hours long. And when I went home to edit the film, I realized that the mics overlapped and I didn't know how to fix it. And, you know, some of the mics weren't on and I didn't even know that they weren't. So, you know, you can have the equipment, you can buy, you can go out and put $1,000 on the newest equipment for any kind of content that you want to create. But if you don't really know what you're doing, it's really for nothing. So that's why I really advise for you to just kind of start small, start basic and kind of, you know, grow as you go.
What supports have been helpful to you?
Supports that's been helpful to me, having a large network of different community members that I can rely on to be on podcasts or to talk about different issues and get the perspectives. You know, I just made a video that got a lot of attention about kind of like the impact that federal funding and, you know, cutting that is having on the CVI work, that community violence work. And, you know, I was able to give the perspective of some of my colleagues that I have nationally, like in Baltimore and in Chicago, because once this happened, I had real intentional conversations, and that's what informed the content that I made. And, you know, a lot of people resonated with it.
What continues to motivate you to create content?
What continues to motivate me? I continue to be motivated just by the growing active audience that I'm getting. You know, I'm starting to get a lot more feedback on the videos that I'm posting. People are asking me to recite different things or different political figures or activists that inspire them. A really big thing that just happened. One of my heroes, I have him tatted on my skin. His name is Fred Hampton. And I did a reenactment of one of his speeches alongside him in a reel, and it got a lot of engagement. It reached nearly over 100,000 people. And from that, Fred Hampton Jr., his son, seen it, and we've been engaging with each other. He invited me out to Chicago in August, and he asked me to do a reenactment of his mom, which was Fred Hampton's wife. And I did that maybe 3 days ago, and that just reached over 13,000 views today. She reacted to it. She shared it, reached out to me. And it's just these people that I was inspired to. And it felt like they're, you know, being able to reach them was just so further down the future. Having social media just made it possible.
Who are your social media influences?
My social media influences are, and this one's an easy one. His name is Deontay Kyle, and he is the host of the Grits and Eggs podcast, and he's really the reason why I started a podcast. You know, I think I really like his style. I like his humor. I like how he, you know, addresses real issues in a way that I can understand, in a way that I resonate with. You know, he kind of just inspired me to put my voice out there. When he started his podcast, he was driving trucks, so he just was on the road, you know, talking his stuff. And, you know, I appreciated that, and that kind of gave me the confidence in order to just, you know, put my voice out there.
We would like to thank WGTE and the producer of Voices Around Us, Chris Pfeiffer, for the opportunity to share our stories. Thank you to the Boys and Girls Club and Dr. Heather Cleely from the University of Toledo Social Work Program. In episode 8, we will be hearing from adults from the community and students of Rogers High School about what they do in uncertain times. This episode will be dedicated to the seniors in the district about to graduate from high school and begin the next chapter.
You have been listening to No More Silence. Feel free to comment and follow us at wgte.org/nomoresilence or wherever you stream your podcasts.
WGTE. Voices Around Us.